and Medium Enterprises MSME pitch event and award ceremony, Minister of Youth, Sports and Arts Elvis Nkandu has revealed that over 3,000 youths in the transport sector have also benefited from government support, receiving fuel tankers to enhance their businesses. He has further said 235 youth enterprises across various provinces have been empowered with motorbikes to facilitate small-scale transport and delivery services. Mr. Nkandu has disclosed that more than 485 million kwacha has been dispersed countrywide to benefit youths, women, community groups and other business sectors under various empowerment programs. He has, however, expressed concern over the low repayment rate amongst the beneficiaries of youth loans, warning that sustainability of such empowerment initiatives depends on responsible financial behavior.
To some extent, we are disappointed that as you look for these resources, you don't want to pay back. I think through this event, through you, I want to appeal to the young people that the young people of today should never be the young people of yesterday. Who thought that anything that comes from government is free? Shaboma. You are hindering those that have not yet benefited. If you hold on to the money, and talking on behalf of my counterpart in the Minister of Small and Medium Enterprises, please, your credibility will be questioned if you don't pay back the loan.
Government has officially launched the Zambia Good Agricultural Practices Certification Scheme, aimed at enhancing the sustainability, quality and competitiveness of Zambia's agriculture sector. Officiating at the launch last evening, Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry Permanent Secretary for Trade and Commerce, Lillian Wadia, said the certification scheme will provide small and medium-sized farmers with access to high-value markets. Mrs. Wadia has added that the scheme will also ensure that farmers' produce meets internationally recognized standards for food safety, environmental sustainability, and social responsibility.
I found that this certification scheme provides small-scale farmers with access to high-value markets by ensuring that their produce meets internationally recognized standards for food safety, environmental sustainability, as well as social responsibility. Zambia Good Agricultural Practice Certification Scheme is more than a certification scheme. It is a strategic instrument for transformation anchored on pillars of food safety, environmental sustainability.
And speaking at the same event, Zambia Bureau of Standards Executive Director Nathan Singambwa said the scheme will enhance agricultural value chain and access to markets.
The ZAMGAP certification scheme aims to 1. Promote food safety from farm to fork, to protect the health of our consumers and agricultural workers, encourage sustainable use of land, water and also agro inputs, also to enhance traceability and transparency into agricultural supply chains, and also it facilitates access to local, regional and international markets. The scheme development was led by the Zambia Bureau of Standards with technical assistance and financial support from Solidarity and other stakeholders.
The Socialist Party SP has accused the ruling UPND of engaging in political violence and vote buying during the recently held Mfue parliamentary by-elections. Speaking on the Socialist Hour program, SP advisor to the President, Brian Hapunda, has described the elections as unfair and alleged that the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, lacked credibility and transparency in managing the electoral process. Mr. Hapunda has further expressed disappointment over the involvement of civil servants, particularly district commissioners, in active political campaigns, a practice he said should not be tolerated in a democratic system. He has condemned the violence that occurred during the by-election and warned that, moving forward, the Socialist Party would defend itself against what he termed as continued attacks by UPND supporters.
I've been involved in so many by-elections before, in the previous government, the PF government, and also now under the UPND government, but this by-election what come from was riddled with massive vote buying, the use of civil servants to campaign in by-elections. They're talking of permanent secretaries, they're talking of district commissioners in Muchinga province, were all sent to Mufue constituency.
The Zambia Institute of Valuation Surveyors has welcomed government's introduction of the Housing Bill of 2025, which aims to expand the national housing supply, strengthen regulatory oversight, and address the country's housing deficit. Institute President Christopher Mulenga has reaffirmed the Institute's commitment to supporting the bill's objectives by ensuring that property valuations remain accurate, impartial, and aligned with Zambia's broader development goals. Mr. Mulenga has further called for the establishment of a national valuation oversight framework within the housing bill. He said this framework would help monitor valuation practices and ensure adherence to professional and ethical standards across the sector.
The Zambia Institute of Valuation Surveyors welcomes the government's intent in the Housing Bill 2025 to expand housing supply and strengthen regulatory oversight. Achieving the bill's goals in addressing a housing deficit of 3.3 million units while maintaining national standards will require the valuation profession to play a proactive role in ensuring that housing growth is both sustainable and equitable. Since valuation surveyors provide independent valuations that are essential for prudent mortgage lending, our work directly influences the loan-to-value ratios that lenders use to set borrowing limits.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
ZCCM Investment Holdings PLC, ZCCMIH, has pledged to continue driving Zambia's economic growth following the declaration of a record shareholders' dividend of 528 million kwacha, the highest since its establishment 25 years ago. Speaking when he presented dividend checks of 319 million kwacha to the Industrial Development Corporation, IDC, and 79.4 million kwacha to the National Pension Schemes Authority, NAPSA, last evening, ZCCMIH Board Chairperson Petso Msonda has noted that the company has consistently grown in its investments year after year. Mr. Msonda has highlighted that over the past 2 years, ZCMIH has invested nearly $200 million in Zambia's mining and energy sectors.
The company has navigated the dynamic landscape of the Zambia's mining industry, adapted to changes, and worked tirelessly to deliver value to all our shareholders. We are proud of our legacy and the contributions we have made to the Zambian economy. And so, the Silver Jubilee of ZCMIH existence marks 25 years of mining investment, excellence and contribution to Zambia's economic growth and development. And today's dividend, the largest in kwacha terms, is a testament to ZCCM's quarter-century of excellence.
And Minister of Mines and Minerals Development, Paul Kabuswe, has directed ZCCMIH to implement measures that will ensure Zambian citizens benefit from gold discoveries occurring across the country.
We want you to be very active on this one. You'll be receiving calls from us, from PSO. We want to actualize value out of the gold. And we are very serious about the president has said, number one, it is safe mining. There has to be safe mining. Number two, it has to be legal mining. Safe, legal. Number three, there has to be proper trading for our miners. Our miners must not be hard done by because of the previous buyers of gold. We want livelihoods to begin to change because they are dealing in gold.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
French President Emmanuel Macron has acknowledged the violence committed by his country's forces in Cameroon during and after the Central African nation's struggle for independence. It followed a joint report by Cameroonian and French historians examining France's suppression of independence movements from 1945 to 1971. In a letter to Cameroon's President Paul Biya,